Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Today we're talking nutrition, starting with students at Hayden Peak Elementary School, where they spill the beans on their favorite snacks, and we find out if cottage cheese makes the cut. We're cooking up some fun with kids. Then, Jordan School District dietitian Katie Bastian joins us in studio to talk about getting back on track with better nutrition in the new year for students and families. First, let's check in with our friends at Hayden Peak. Tell me your name.
My name's Shannon.
Shannon, what is your favorite food?
I would have to say, it's kind of weird, but I love carrots. I love baby carrots with ranch dressing.
Baby carrots with ranch dressing is not weird. What's your name?
Sierra.
And Sierra, tell me some of your favorite foods.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Okay. What type of mac and cheese? You like it with the fluorescent orange powder whipped into a cream sauce?
I mean, normally my family just buys Velveeta mac and cheese.
Velveeta mac and cheese. Velveeta mac and cheese is definitely next level. I love Velveeta mac and cheese. It's kind of like gold being poured over your pasta.
Yeah.
What do you not like? What foods do you definitely not like?
I hate green beans.
You hate green beans? Did they do something bad to you?
No, I just don't like them.
You just don't like them. Okay, you don't like them. Hate's kind of a strong word if they haven't ever hurt you. Is it because they're kind of fuzzy?
No, they just taste bad to me.
What's your name?
My name's Kylie.
What do you like for snacks?
I like to eat Takis.
Takis? Those are hot.
Not for me.
Not for you. We bought this big multi-pack of chips, and I was the one that was in charge of eating the Takis because no one else could stand them.
Yeah, I love them. I had some snack.
Okay, I admire you. Tell me your name.
Ellie.
Ellie, what food do you like?
Chicken legs.
You like chicken legs, on or off the chicken?
Either way.
Either way, whatever happens. Okay.
I like it.
So you like chicken. What do you not like?
Melted cheese.
You don't like melted cheese? What is it about the melted cheese that you don't like?
It has a weird aftertaste and it's like greasy.
That's exactly why I like it. Tell me your name.
Miles.
Miles? What snacks do you eat?
Hot Cheetos, normal Cheetos, hot Funyuns, normal Funyuns.
Hot Funyuns? Now wait a second. I was unaware that there was such a thing as hot Funyuns. I've been known to devour an entire family-sized bag of Funyuns in one sitting, and I don't even know that there are hot Funyuns. How hot are they?
Some people say they're hot, but I don't think they're hot.
Okay. I can see that you and I are snack friends here. What foods do you not like?
I kind of don't really like fish. I just think it has a weird taste. But I like catching fish, but I just don't like eating it.
What's your name?
My name's Cody.
What snacks do you like?
I like cereal. I don't know if that's a snack.
Ooh, I love to have cereal as a snack. What are your favorite types of cereal?
Cocoa Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Cookie Crisp.
I was about your age when Cinnamon Toast Crunch came out, and it was a wondrous thing. It was absolutely beautiful. I like every single one of those, and I love how Cocoa Puffs turn the milk chocolatey.
I know. It just tastes good every time.
What foods do you not like?
I don't like any beans.
Any beans. Garbanzo, lima, navy, you're against them all.
Yes, I'm against them all.
Okay, fair enough. At least you're an equal opportunity bean hater. All right, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Connor, and my favorite food is rainbow jello.
Is there whipped cream involved?
Yes.
That sounds absolutely delicious. What foods do you not like?
I absolutely hate butter.
Well, you're not just supposed to eat a stick of butter.
Even if anything has, like, butter on it, just plain butter on it, I will absolutely not eat.
So even if the rainbow jello had butter, you would not eat it?
Nope.
Do you eat things plain, like toast?
No. Usually cook up some fried eggs and then dip in the yolk.
Do you cook the eggs yourself?
Yes.
And you know just how to cook it so the yolk is just right.
Yes, my mom taught me.
I admire that. Good job. Tell me your name.
Jenna.
What snacks do you like?
I like apples and Nutella.
Ooh, that's very good. What foods do you not like?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Thank you. So many people like cottage cheese, and I've never understood it. It's like milk that started to turn into cheese but didn't quite get there. I'm with you, Jenna. I agree 100%. Tell me your name.
The Last Defender.
The Last Defender. That's correct. I like that you're going by this moniker. Well done, sir. What foods do you like?
Hot wings.
Hot wings. Do you like it bone in, bone out?
Both.
So do I. I like the bone out because it's not as messy, but I like the bone in when I just want to get crazy with it.
Yeah.
So where do you like to have hot wings?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Me too. Tuesday nights, bone in. Thursday nights, bone out. Half price, right?
Yeah.
This guy knows what is up. He's not just the Last Defender. He knows what's going on when it comes to food. What sauce do you get, ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch.
Oh, this guy is hitting every note. He's hitting every note. If you and I were at the Buffalo Wild Wings on the same night at the same time, we'd be ordering the same stuff.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ashley.
What food do you like?
Aya Olio.
Aya Olio?
It's Italian pasta. It's very shiny because it has lemon juice. It's a little green because there's a little bit of, I can't remember. There's a lot of garlic and crushed red pepper flakes.
Where do you have this dish?
My dad makes it, so at home a lot, most of the time.
I think that's pretty awesome your dad can make that. My signature dish is hot dogs on the grill. Yeah, I know. It's not very fancy.
Well, it works.
It does. It works. On a Sunday afternoon, they taste pretty good. Now I'm really hungry, so I'm going to go eat lunch. All this talk of treats is making me hungry. So let's head to a break. And when we come back, we're in studio with district dietitian Katie Bastian, who shares some tips to get kids excited about healthy eating. And she has me do a little taste testing myself. Stay with us.
How many times do you hear your child ask, "What's for breakfast?" or "What's for lunch?" Find out what's on the menu at your child's Jordan School District school every day by simply downloading the NutriSlice app to your smartphone or desktop. The NutriSlice app gives you quick and easy access to daily menus, pictures of meal choices, and nutrition information, along with allergens present in the foods. The app also allows students and parents to give feedback on food. Download the NutriSlice app today and enjoy school breakfast and lunch in your school cafeteria.
We're back in studio with district registered dietitian Katie Bastian. Katie, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what does a dietitian do? I suspect many people don't even realize we have a district dietitian.
Yep, we do. So I do several things in the district. I work with the other ladies in our office, and we put together menus that have to meet the federal guidelines. So we have nutrition criteria that we have to meet, and we also, when we build a menu, we put together food components. So we have to have fruits, vegetables, grains, meats, and dairy. So we have to make sure every meal has all those components to serve to the kids.
So are food components what we used to call food groups in the 70s?
Yes, yep. Yeah.
Is there still a pyramid?
There's not a pyramid anymore,
there's
a plate.
There's no more pyramid.
There's a plate, my plate.
My plate.
My plate.
So
yeah.
Tell me about the plate.
So my plate is just a visual representation that USDA has put out.
It's my plate is usually a visual representation of menu item number 2 in the drive-through. But
oh,
go
yeah.
ahead. Tell me what my plate is supposed to be.
So I'm sure you've seen it, but it's just a plate broken up into it shows like half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables. And then the other half of it, you know, in smaller portions, you've got your meat and your grains, and then dairies are, you know, off to the side. For our program, our dairy has to be our fluid milk. So that covers the foods. And then, of course, fats and oils don't really have a section anymore, but they're in there sparingly. So.
Okay. So we know that fats and oils are part of the equation, but they don't get their own section.
That's right.
That seems right.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are some of the requirements in terms of the menu you have to set up that parents might not be aware of or people may not have realized?
Yeah. So we, like I said, we have to make sure we have all the food components for each meal so the kid can choose to have all of them. And then when we're looking at the nutrition criteria, we have to make sure it meets a certain calorie range averaged over the course of a week. And we're also watching sodium levels and saturated fat levels.
So. Those are three things I do not watch. So I'm glad that you're watching it for the children of Jordan School District.
Yeah, we try. We try.
Are there foods that we used to offer that we can't offer anymore or that we wish we could offer? How are some of those rules changing what we used to order years ago?
Yeah, the way things, like some of the favorites, we've just adapted them.
Okay.
So, you know, we've always made our bread from scratch here in Jordan School District.
Mm.
And so, you know, those lovely white rolls that you used to see, well, we make them from scratch. So now everything needs to be whole grain rich. So now we add the whole wheat flour. And so they're a whole grain rich version, and they're still lovely, lovely rolls, but they are now a whole grain rich.
I can smell whole grain them rich. Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. When you, if you go out to the schools, you can.
Whole grain rich.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And are there other things that have been adapted, as you said recently?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of we make our ranch condiments from scratch, so we're using lighter options of mayo and that type of thing for condiments. With the sodium levels being watched, a lot of the things that we purchase and make ourselves, the levels have decreased over the years from what they were. So we try and use other spices and stuff, you know, to flavor things. I mean, we still have salt, but those levels are lower than what they were.
Careful about the sodium levels.
Yep. And then the fat is always something, but fat's always been something that I think this National School Lunch Program, there's always been limits on that and the calories. But
sure.
Yeah. So, of course, we gotta have food the kids like, too.
Right.
So,
what are some of the most popular items?
Oh, you know what? The kids, as far as things we make, the kids love the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The kids like the school's mac and cheese better than my mac and cheese. But they also, of course, some of the kids' favorite things are going to be pizza and chicken nuggets. Like, elementary school kids, I'm sure you'll hear that. So we just try and have healthier alternatives of, you know, we don't have any fryers, nothing's. The fries or the chicken nuggets or anything like that isn't fried. It's all baked and steamed and stuff. So it's healthier alternatives, whole grain breading, lower fat cheese. So, yeah.
But, so the pizza's popular, the chicken nuggets are popular.
Yeah, yep. But yeah, mac and cheese. Let's see, what are some other ones? Oh, yes, mandarin orange. Yeah, the Asian foods right now are really big. Teriyaki chicken and rice, mandarin orange chicken, kung pao chicken. Yeah, those are really big right now, too.
If you're not getting hungry listening to this podcast, I'm shocked.
Right?
Think about that. Kids are missing out if they're not getting that multi-grain rich. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Multi-grain rich rolls made from scratch ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So, are there some things we've experimented with food-wise that have not worked out? What are some of the failed experiments in school lunch?
A lot of times, so we do have a menu committee that we meet with some elementary managers who meet with us on a monthly basis, and then a secondary menu committee of secondary managers, five or six of them. And we meet with them and we go over what's not working and trying new recipes. So they'll be our pilot schools that will go out and sample new recipes. So a lot of times what we're going for with those menu committees is things that people are seeing popular in the, you know, like when they're going out to restaurants. And then we're always trying to keep our culture here in Jordan as we try and make as much as we can from scratch. So we're always trying scratch recipes or you know, something that's a little bit more homemade than your typical, I don't know, processed items that kids love. But I guess I could tell you about the shepherd's pie. was great. And you know what, the teachers, and we got a lot of great feedback that the teachers loved it and staff loved it. It was not a big hit with the kids. But so
did they think there were actual shepherds involved?
I don't know. Sheep and I don't know. But yeah, it didn't go over big. So, you know, we'll try it on a menu cycle. We'll give it a few times because once, twice, you know, that doesn't give you a good indication. But after several times through the menu cycle, if they're still not liking it, then we're like, oh, man, we got to let this one go.
Menu cycle for me is how many times I've ordered in a day.
Right.
And I'm not going to give you a number. That's very interesting. So the shepherd's pie feedback, I guess, has a different connotation when you're talking about food in the cafeteria. But so the feedback that you've had on shepherd's pie was positive from the adults, but the kids not so much.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if it's, you know, like kind of food that's touching each other and mixed together, or just maybe adults are more familiar with it. They just grew up with it. And everyone has their mom's own version of shepherd's pie that they made. But I don't think kids are seeing it as much now.
You're right. Foods touching each other is an issue for kids.
That's big.
And that is one of the charms of the cafeteria lunch tray, that it has a separate compartment for everything so that you can keep it in its place.
Yep, it doesn't run together.
In fact, you brought a couple along here.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it's bringing back memories, just holding one of these
that's old school, right?
Plastic trays. It is old school.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Are you saying I am old school?
No, we still have
You're
those.
Correct.
Yeah.
I am old school, yes. But these trays do bring back.
Yeah.
Some memories. We're going to be back with Katie in just a few moments to talk about how your kids can maintain a healthy diet at home. Stay with us.
Do you want to know what's going on in Jordan School District? Maybe see your child or a friend featured in a school story? Check out our website at jordandistrict.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jordan District. Let's connect today.
And we're back with Katie Bastian, the registered dietitian for Jordan School District. Katie, before we go into some tips for parents, let's just talk about the scope of what you do. We've talked about menu items, school lunch, how that's changed, trying new items in the menu. Remarkably, I didn't realize the extent to which we make things from scratch.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is, yeah. We're proud of what we do. It is, like you say, remarkable.
It's better for kids when it's made from scratch.
Yeah, we have more control over the ingredients. And
it tastes better.
Yeah.
I've tried making Doritos from scratch because they might be healthier for me.
Yeah.
That failed, and I just went back to the Cool Ranch bag, and it's just easier that
it's
way.
So, for you.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll try some other time. But in the meantime, just to give parents an idea of what you're up to every day.
Yeah.
Your choices, you and the committee, the menu choices, how many kids are served the lunches every day in Jordan School District?
So in Jordan School District, we serve about 33,000 lunches every single day through all of our schools.
33,000 lunches a day.
Yep, and that's not even counting breakfasts. A lot of the schools do breakfast meals too.
Wow. That's 10,000 times the number of meals the average family is preparing every day.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a large scope, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So parents of kids who are picky eaters, I'm sure there are one or two out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a niece who I think she has lived on two foods her entire life, chicken fingers and grapes.
Right.
And I think that's it. And my son is not much better. He eats five or six things, but it's really hard to get him to try something new.
Right.
So do you have some advice for parents on how they can help their kids eat a wider variety of foods?
Yeah, definitely. So I think if they start when the kids are younger, just keep introducing them to new foods. And if they don't want to eat it, don't force them to eat it. But, you know, encourage them to take a bite. And if that's all they want, that's okay. Because maybe after trying carrots, and carrots are popular. Kids like carrots. But, you know, whatever the food is, maybe after trying it, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, maybe after a couple of years, they'll be like, oh, you know, I like this. I tell my kids, we have to keep trying things because our taste changes. You know, I didn't like tomatoes when I was little, but I like tomatoes now. So we have to keep trying things so we know if we like them or not.
Our tastes do change. That's true.
I think so.
When you said that, that kind of resonated because there are things you used to like that you don't like anymore.
Yeah.
The idea is that people get to keep, is that you continue to give your kids a chance to try different foods.
Right, right. Yeah, your job as a parent is to give your kids the opportunity to try all these different foods. And, you know, just keep introducing them. Whatever you're having for dinner that night, make sure everyone has some of it on their plate, even if they don't like it.
We've all been in the situation where we've been told to clean your plate.
Uh-huh.
And I know you told us earlier not to force kids to eat a certain food that they don't like. Continue to give them the opportunity, but don't force them.
Right.
How about just quantity, where we're frustrated? We know they're going to be hungry in another 30 minutes if they don't finish what's in front of them.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
So just we encourage, you know, set meal times. You know, like if your family can eat together, that's great. There are so many benefits of eating meals together as a family. And so if your kids are all about routine, if they know that when they eat, you know, they sit down and they're going to have their certain meals of the day, and if they sit down and they're going to have, you know, their certain set snacks and they're just not snacking all day, they'll know, you know, I need to eat while I'm here. And then that encourages them, you know, like if they're hungry later, okay, we're going to eat in just a little bit. You know, like kids need snacks too. You know, if they can't make it in between meals, that's, you know, they're little. And so, yeah, definitely just encourage them to, hey, you know what, this is where we're eating. And, you know, you talk, you eat, it's hard because kids tell you they're hungry all the time. But if you let them snack all the time, are they ever going to get really full? Or they're just always going to be hungry and snacking? So
they're just going to be grazing all the time. So you set meal times.
Yeah.
Partially so you can be together, but partially so it's predictable.
Yeah.
And then you try to set snack times as well.
Yeah. Yep. So they know, you know, when we're sitting down here together at the table, we're eating. And they know to expect, I will be eating again. You know, like they're not scared that they're not going to be fed or whatnot. But yeah. And then like as far as clearing their plates go, kids are incredible. Like kids have the best sense of knowing when they are full. Like as adults, that gets, you know, a little skew because we have so many other things going on. We're so busy. You know, you have these behavioral choices that you make. You know, when we get together, we have cookies and milk, or you know, these set rhythms. But kids are really good at knowing when they're hungry and when to stop eating. You know, babies are the very best at it. When they're done, they're done.
Right.
But so kids have a really good sense of that. And you know what, really, if they don't eat everything on their plate, we always say at our house, you know what, you can save it for later.
Let's talk about allergies and how you handle that in schools.
Yeah.
Because it seems like more and more there are allergies or sensitivities to certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those sensitivities that we deal with, and how do we help students in that situation? Because I'm sure there are some listeners whose kids are dealing with that circumstance.
Definitely, yeah. So that's another big part of my job is kids who have, you know, allergies or intolerances to the major allergens, you know, wheat and eggs and dairy and fish, shellfish, peanuts, tree nuts, those major things. If they are allergic to them or have intolerances to them, you know, they can go through the paperwork and get a doctor's note. And from there, my job is helping, how can we make accommodations to our meals? So if they want to eat occasionally and have, you know, do something different other than lunch from home, we can make that possible for them. So how can we make this meal dairy-free or, you know, gluten-free or that type of thing? We make a lot of accommodations for kids here in the district. So if they want to eat, you know, with the rest of the student population, we'll do what we can to make those accommodations for them to eat at school.
Which really is remarkable, especially considering, as you mentioned earlier, tens of thousands of meals served every day that you're able to specialize and individualize to that extent.
Yeah, and I talk with every paperwork that, you know, comes in, I talk to every parent individually. And I have to give a lot of credit to the kitchens, too, because they're the ones on the front lines when they're making, you know, 1,400 meals. That's a lot of meals, you know, like at some of our middle schools and high schools. And then to make sure that when they're making these special diets, it takes time. You know, they're making sure that they don't cross-contaminate and, you know, they're being careful about it. So I have to give the credit, you know, to the front line because they're the ones actually making those meals. You know, I help set them up, but they get it done. So the kitchens and the staff there should really be commended as well because that's pretty awesome.
I should mention, too, that we've talked with inspectors who inspect kitchens and restaurants throughout the state.
Oh, health inspectors.
Yes, the health inspectors.
Yes.
And what I've heard is they have said our cafeteria kitchens are the envy of the industry.
Yes.
And any restaurant would love to have our scores and have the kitchens as clean and well-maintained as ours.
Yes, yes. We do have really clean kitchens. Even if a school is older, we try and make sure that they're equipment is up to date and the kitchens are clean, they're organized, like you say, stuff is working. We do really have well-maintained kitchens.
It's a particular aspect of our operations as a district that just blows me away. It's just I have difficulty following the instructions on instant oatmeal and to make 30,000 meals a day from scratch, and it's really astounding. And I love that we're so deliberate through your work and the work of the committees in what those meals are made up of and that it's a complete nutritional package for kids.
Yeah.
Because it's so important, not just to their health and wellness, but to their learning that they are well fed.
Definitely. If a kid, I mean, you and I know that if you're at work and or doing anything, if you're hungry, your mind is wandering, what's the next thing I'm going to eat? Or you're grazing, you're finding something to eat. So if kids are fed, it's one less thing that they have to think about or worry about. And the behavioral problems, you know, is a whole different thing. But, you know, if kids are fed, they're just going to do better all around.
I'm not sure if the mic has been picking it up,
okay,
but I am definitely, my stomach is growling with
Good.
All of this food talk. And
yeah.
You have brought some samples along.
We do, yeah.
So let's talk about what you have here. It's very colorful.
Yes. So we brought just some healthy snack ideas. You know, as a parent, if you can go to the grocery store and buy these items and make it and have it in the fridge so it's your kids can just grab it. Because your kids are not going to get a cucumber out of the fridge, wash it, and peel it and slice it. Not ever going to happen. But if you can buy, so here we have cups that have yogurt in them, peanut butter, and then ranch. And
not all in the same cup. These are different cups.
Separate cups. Yes, yes. So with the ranch, we have different vegetables. We have carrots, celery, peppers, cucumbers, little tomatoes. Let's see, what else do we have with the ranch? I think that's all we have with the ranch, just a little ranch in the bottom. And then the yogurt has, you know, berries in it, apple slices. Let's see, and then the peanut butter is another good one. You can put carrots and celery sticks in that, apples, crackers, another good one's cottage cheese. So if you can have snacks in it, and these are cute cups because, you know, they look cute, they're easy to make a bunch of them, cover them, put them in the fridge, and your kid can grab it out, and it's their after-school snack. That's great. But anything, if you even just, you know, get a bag of carrots, cut them all up so that it's ready. If you can just have something that's ready for your kid to take it out and eat it, they're going to be much more likely to grab that. You know, that's, you know, when they get a bag of chips out of the pantry, it's because, you know, it's there and it's easy. So
helping, convenience is a big component of helping kids.
Yeah. So if you're a parent, make it a convenient choice for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's very convenient now, so I'm going to grab, let's see. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with the savory to start with.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a carrot stick and maybe some celery.
Oh, that's great.
That's the sound of nature's bounty. Mm.
Yeah, yep. They make their ranch from scratch.
Oh, this is the from scratch ranch. Okay, I just had some very colorful vegetables in some homemade ranch or cafeteria-made ranch. That was amazing. Now, and it was convenient. It's right in front of me.
Right? Yeah. That goes for adults, too. If you can make your food so it's easy to grab, your carrots are much less likely to go bad in your fridge if you just grab them out and wash them and cut them up.
Unfortunately, the vending machine is also very convenient.
Yes, this is true.
So there's competition. Now, these colorful foods remind me of the adage I've heard that you're supposed to eat the rainbow every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do the colors of your foods matter? Are you supposed to eat a wide range of colorful fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, yeah, the colors do matter. I think it's just also the adage, you know, just eat a variety of foods.
I like the presentation
on
this. So yeah. Convenience and probably presentation helps with kids too.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, kids are, you know, they are not different from adults in a lot of ways. If it, you know, we eat with our eyes. So if it looks good, yeah. And kids are no different than we are when it comes to that. That's for sure.
Presentation. Okay, I'm going to try a pear paired with yogurt. Let's mm-hmm. see. Now that's a tasty treat.
Yeah, it's good.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
What liquids should kids be having?
Okay.
Should there be an emphasis on water, milk? Mm-hmm. Is juice a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely not. So kids as well as adults, you know, fluids are very important for us. And water should be a big part of, you know, what we all drink every day. Milk is great because it's got the dairy, calcium, 9 essential nutrients that can't be found in any other beverage. So milk is great. Water is great. Juice is, you know, great in, I'd say, smaller amounts maybe. But juice isn't necessarily a bad thing, but just smaller amounts because you'd want to be getting, you know, the nutrients that you get from like 100% orange juice. You might just want to eat the orange instead. But in small amounts, it's okay too because kids like it. It's sweet and they like it. As far as, you know, sodas and all that, the other flavored beverages, you know, sparingly is probably best. They've got a lot of added sugar in a lot of them. So, you know, if you try and focus mainly on, you know, water, milk.
Katie, we end every Supercast with two truths and a lie.
Okay.
And you've told us a lot of truth about foods. What's mm-hmm. good for us, okay. what we need to be focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about you. Give me two truths and a lie, and let's see if I can pick out the lie.
Okay. One, I've lived in Alaska.
Okay.
Two, I was originally a blonde. And three, I've climbed the tallest mountain in Utah. There you go.
Wow. I'm going to say you have not climbed the tallest mountain in Utah.
Oh, close. But nope, I have.
You have?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you blonde when you did it?
No.
No.
Yeah, but maybe I would have had more fun if I was.
Have you been a blonde?
No.
Oh.
Never gone there.
This is my worst two truths and a lie yet. So you have not lived in Alaska?
No, I have. Yep.
You have?
Yep. Lived in Alaska just for a summer.
So yep. Which is the lie?
I wasn't a blonde.
Oh, you were not. You were never a blonde.
I was never a blonde.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, neither was I.
Oh.
Until my hair faded to blonde.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been
great having you. And I'm going to finish my meal here,
good.
Even though no one's going to force me, because that would be bad.
That would be bad. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Supercast. We hope you'll join us next time. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.